On the first day of summer, Catherine's father returned with a visitor. He did not notice that the aunt and cousins were gone. The visitor had an injured leg and needed rest. The moment Catherine and the visitor saw each other, they fell in love. And it just so happened that the visitor was the prince. Once his leg healed and he was rested, he asked for Catherine's hand in marriage. Her father happily agreed, and the proud townspeople gave the couple a beautiful bridal blanket as a gift. Catherine and the prince were wed at the royal castle. Catherine's father continued to live on the farm. Every now and then, he wondered where Mara, Melina, and Ursula were. Catherine told him they went out one winter day in search of pears and never returned. He always thought that heading out in the middle of winter for pears was a little strange, but he did not question it. He had never cared much for Mara and her girls, so he was actually relieved that they were not around. And most of all, he was glad his lovely daughter was happy. As for Mara, Melina, and Ursula, no one knows what happened to them. They set off during one of the worst blizzards that anyone could remember. They were never found, but somehow their horses managed to return home wearing only their bridles. It was the strangest thing. And so everyone, with the exception of Mara, Melina, and Ursula, lived happily ever after. The end.